Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our Alan Chartok. And Alan, this morning, let's start with President Donald Trump now saying he would hold his Russian counterpart responsible for the 2016 election meddling that handed him a surprise White House win, and said he told President Putin during talks in Helsinki, Finland, that another round of election meddling would not be tolerated. I let him know we can't have this, Trump said. But of course, it was him and Putin and interpreters.
Absolutely, David. We have no idea what went on in there. And this president is such a liar, and we know it, that when they are up against it, and boy, are they up against it now, they'll do anything in their power to turn things around. Look, they're doing damage assessment, and so they simply lie again. They do this all the time. It is one of the most dangerous things this American democracy has ever faced. In fact, if you take a look at the way in which this whole display of presidential arrogance has taken place. He has a secret meeting with one guy. Nobody knows what happened there. He represents the interests not of Trump, but of the United States. But he seems not to understand that at all. He didn't have the guts to say anything in front of Putin about what he was doing. And he, in fact, denied that Putin was doing anything. Then he changed wood to wooden. And again, this kind of nonsense just keeps on going on. It is an incredibly dangerous time for this country. And it is the kind of thing that we see in other developing fascism regimes historically, just lying and lying about lying. And then it just keeps on going.
Brett Kavanaugh had something to say, Alan. President Donald Trump's nominee to succeed Anthony Kennedy on the Supreme Court, of course. He gave a speech last year in which he seemed to applaud former Chief Justice William Rehnquist for dissenting in Roe v. Wade, the 1973 case that legalized abortion nationwide.
Boy, are we surprised about that. That's sardonic, of course, and sarcastic. The fact of the matter is, Trump made it clear he wasn't going to appoint anybody to the Supreme Court who didn't have a particular litmus view on Roe versus Wade. He made that clear, and the fact that they're combing the records right now, and they are finding that he is not letting his base constituency down on that issue, not a bit.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama is wading into the midterms. She has a new initiative, voter registration initiative. It's bipartisan, which has some Democrats upset.
That's ridiculous. The more people they get out, the more it's going to help the Democrats. Let's face it. We know that the Democrats don't vote in the same numbers that Republicans do. It should be bipartisan. It is a very important thing that every American get out there and vote. But to criticize Michelle Obama for not being properly, quote, Democratic is ridiculous. I mean, the fact of the matter is she's doing the right thing, and it will help the Democrats.
A controversy has erupted in the 19th congressional district race. We have John Faso, the Republican who holds the seat, against one of the candidates, Antonio Delgado, who is a former rapper and has a hip-hop album called Painfully Free, which has been targeted not only by John Faso, but even some ads I've seen from the National Republicans that are attacking him for some of the lyrics he used and some of the values that they say are not part of the district. Meanwhile, at a speech last night in Cooperstown, Delgado, when asked about this whole issue, said, "Is that all you've got?" In referring to Faso. Will this issue hurt him in the election?
I don't know. It's a tough district. There's no question about it. There are some liberal places within the district which will clearly not be happy with Faso. There is the whole issue, and this is the important thing. You can like Faso if you're a Republican, and if you're a Democrat, you have to make an assessment whether flipping the House is more important than whether you like your individual congressman. The one thing that will stop Donald Trump right now is a flipped House of Representatives, in which Congress will do the investigations which the Republicans who are in control or who are feckless have refused to do.
Alan, the controversy has also enveloped New Paltz professor Gerald Benjamin, someone who you've known for many, many years. The SUNY New Paltz political scientist apologized after coming under fire for comments he made in the New York Times story, saying that he did not consider rap music to be real music.
Well, look, let me just start by saying that Jerry Benjamin is my oldest friend at New Paltz. We have done many things together over the years, including establishing the Legislative Gazette, the internship program. The Benjamin Institute has been named after him, And he made a mistake. Guess what? He apologized for the mistake. He shouldn't have said what he said. He knows that. He can make a political science type assessment as to whether hip-hop music will help in the district. But what he can and shouldn't do is imply that it isn't really music. That was unacceptable. He knows it. And I know Jerry. He's a stand-up guy, and he said he was wrong, and he's wrong.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us as always. Alan, thank you.
And thank you, David. It's great to have you ask these questions.